Is it happening? Yes, we're good to go. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. I don't know where I'm looking at. I'm here alone in the studio. I'm not looking at anybody. I'm just looking at you. You. It's been a day, I'll tell you. What I mean by that, it's been a real techie week. And then today. And then, I got my motorcycle back. I'm really excited. I got my motorcycle back. It's nice and cold, but I got my motorcycle back. I went out to Corona today. My friends at WCK Honda looked after me, and she's all spruced up, new tires, all kinds of just wonderful. But man, was it cold coming down River Road. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm David Burrows. If you don't know, happy Monday. Monday. A really cold day on a motorcycle. But I didn't have to go too far, so it was okay. But I'm happy. It's back home now. Oh, yeah, I got to show you. Just really happy my motorcycle's back. It's just one of those things, right? Happy Monday to Carl Freeman from Oshawa. Always hanging out with us here. Carl, how you doing, buddy? Looking forward to seeing you on Saturday. Congratulations. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's celebrating 10 years next Monday, and we are having a little kind of a private party get together and stuff, and we're just going to go over some paraphernalia from 10 years, et cetera, and have some food, and there's probably going to be beer involved there too, right? Hello, Jesse. Jesse, I'm sorry you can't make the party, buddy, but we'll be thinking about you. We'll be thinking about you. Are you working right now? You're working. My friend Jesse is down over at the Petro Canada on London Road and Lambton Mall Road, or Finch, I guess, right? So there you go. He's my human gas buddy. Gas price is 132.9. There you go. I wonder what gas prices will be a year and a half from now. Because I remember, I guess it was the 90s. It was like 45 cents a liter. Do you remember those days? Ooh. Yeah. I wish. So I'm glad I have a motorcycle. The Firebird, on the other hand, I had to fill it up today too because I'm getting ready to put it away. It costs a little more than the Firebird. Hey, Dom. See you Saturday. All right, Dom's going to be there. Right on, buddy. Looking forward to seeing you. Glad you're going to make it out there. Dom's going to hang out with us. We're going to have fun. And who else is out there? We got some. I'm waiting for Danny. Hasn't showed up yet. Danny Cochamillo usually shows up here every week. He hasn't shown up. I'm wondering. Danny. Maybe he's selling the car. He's over there at Nissan, so he could be selling the car. If you're watching, wherever you're watching from, please say hello in the comments. Let me know that you're there, and say hello. Say happy Monday. Whatever else is going on, right? Did anybody get out on the weekend and enjoy themselves, right? There was lots going on. We're going to talk about that. Join the mailing list here at the show. If you haven't done it yet, theshowlive.live is where you'll find my website. There's some other cool stuff happening there and kind of going through a revamping of things there on the website. And there's going to be some cool stuff coming along too. You're going to want to be sure to follow me on Twitter and Instagram. And of course, still getting closer to that 1,000 subscribers on my YouTube channel. So I'd appreciate you going and checking out my YouTube channel, where there's other stuff there too, my drone videos. I haven't done the drones in a while. I've got all this footage from the summer that I still have to edit and put online. I haven't had time. My bad for not doing it. I've got all this footage from the trip to Thunder Bay on the motorcycle. Haven't even touched it yet. Drone footage, motorcycle cam footage. It's going to be cool when it's done. I want to do it just right. So, and of course, if you don't know, if you're on LinkedIn, you can watch us there on LinkedIn as well, right? Dom says he can remember gas at 55.9. Yeah. Yeah. I wish it was still like that, right? But prices go up. They don't go down. So there you go. Let's say hello to our sponsors and really thanking them for being on board here. Hughes Intelligence, been with us for several years here on the show and supporting our broadcasts over at Sarnia Sting as well. Here in Signs SWO, part of the AG Event Graphics group of companies. They've been with us for 10 years, like pretty much from the start, man. So thank you so much to Guy and his crew down there, along with Kevin, who's there slaving away too. Kevin, I don't even know if Kevin watches the show. I don't think he does. But they've been looking after me for about 10 years. Joe's Discount Tire. Got to get those snow tires ready. All Seasons Tires, I don't remember why, but All Seasons Tires is not all season. It's not all. I don't know why they call them that. But you need winter tires. Go see Joe's Discount Tire. Tell them David sent you, will you? And our friends down at Tourism Sarnia Lambton are coming on board to support us here. And they've always supported us, but now in a more official manner. And very grateful to them and grateful for everybody who comes here watching and hanging out with us here, right? So thank you, Tourism Sarnia Lambton. Some cool things we're going to be doing with them coming up as well in the new year. At least we're planning on it, right? Here we are. Hopefully everything's... Are we there? Are we there yet? I sure hope so, right? Dave Brown. Hello, Dave. He's out there watching as well. It was a cool, fun weekend. I got to tell you, there was lots going on, of course, with Halloween and everything. I don't have all the pictures here yet, but shout out to the Sarnia Street Cruisers. I don't know how many cars, cool cars, were down there at Canaterra Park. Hundreds of people lined up all the way up to Christina Street, I'm told. I'm happy to be part of that group, but unfortunately I wasn't able to make it down there, but I'm kind of jealous that I couldn't. Actually, there was all kinds of parents and families and kids having fun, and you got to see the cool cars as well. They ran out of candy from what I heard, and somebody had to go get more just to keep up with it. So we were happy to be one of the supporters here on the show. We donated some candy, as well as so many others in the community did as well, to make that happen. And the Sarnia Street Cruisers got some cool things plan for next year already as well. So it was nice to get that. I was actually down at the Cenotaph here in Sarnia for the rededication, I guess you'd call it, of Tommy, the soldier, who had been vandalized. But now it's all back up, and Tommy's up there, and it's also the 100th anniversary celebration of that cenotaph as well. So we were happy to be there live streaming it. That's why I couldn't get down to the Sarnia Street Cruiser, but that was an important event. Many were in attendance. Slow down, David. Many were in attendance. And it was nice to see. So I was happy to get down there and live stream that. The Sarnia Historical Society was a big part of putting that on. So, and then they invited me down to do that. So I was happy to be a part of that. And okay, back to the comments. Yes, good afternoon. Dave, we were talking about gas. What's the cheapest price you ever remember paying for gas? That might reveal some of your age, I know. I can remember like 42 cents. I can remember like 42 cents. So 42, I might even remember. Yeah, 42 cents. Oh boy, 49 cents a gallon. I must be older than you then, or you're just lying. Also, along with the group I'm very proud to be a part of, the 999th Legion for Child Rights, we were down in the Rebound parking lot handing out candy. It was a little chilly. It rained a little bit, but for the most part, Mother Nature was good. We had, I think, over like close to 80 kids and their families came by to the Rebound parking lot where we were set up, and we're happy to hand out candy. And we had a gift basket giveaway and everything as well. And of course, creating awareness for the 999th Legion as well. We're happy to have partnered with Sarnia Lambton Rebound to do that. They donated a bunch of candy as well. And some of the leftover candy is going to be spread around to different organizations for snacks and stuff like that. I'm not going to lie, I had a bag of cheddar chips. Do you call them chips? Cheesies, I guess you call them, right? Is a cheddar cheesy a chip? There's a question. Somebody, what do you guys think? No, it's a cheesy. It's not a chip. Anyway, I had a bag. I haven't had cheesies in a long, long time, so it was good. And we were happy to partner with Sarnia Lambton Rebound. And speaking of Rebound, we're going to talk a little bit more about something that Rebound is doing. And our friend Anita Manili is here. Hello, Anita.
Hello, David. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Yeah, for sure.
What did you do for Halloween? Did you get dressed up or anything, like have an adult party or anything like that?
I did not. It was very low key. And then the rain spoiled the evening with, anyways, closed up shop early and it was very quiet. I don't have a lot of kids in my neighborhood, so.
Right, right. Well, it was great to be in the Rebound parking lot with the 999th group. And we had fun, and we even had some folks from out of the country that were here walking up. They're from India. And they were like, what's going on? Why are all these people walking around in costumes, right? And I was like, oh, it's Halloween. And they're like, what's that? So it was kind of interesting to be able to explain that to them. And then we talked a little bit about Rebound as well. So how's things going down your way?
Things are going great. And I heard that you had a good time last night. We got a great email from your co-partner in last night, Chris Holbrook.
Yep.
You sent our executive director an email this morning and just said that you had a lot of fun, but you had a lot of some candy left over. And I think that I know that the kids in our programs will appreciate the extra candy. So
yeah, for sure. And I think you heard me talk. I had Cheesies for the first time in like forever. I don't really eat chips, so I guess I was allowed to for Halloween.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about, first of all, there's maybe people that still don't know what Rebound's all about. So let's talk about that real quick, and then let's get into the Cinderella Project.
Okay. Well, Rebound, we are an agency that helps out youth between the ages of 8 and 24. We have roughly 19 programs happening where youth can come in. They're 10-week programs that happen throughout the year. And if anybody's listening that has youth that are struggling with bullying or self-confidence and just really how to make better life choices, Rebound would be a place to come. We've been around for over 37 years, so we know a thing or two about youth. And
right.
Right now, our doors are still closed, which we're so anxious just to get them back. Our programs are running, but it's limited numbers.
Right. Are you still in the virtual world as well, doing programs virtually?
No, everything is, I guess if somebody really wanted to, but we've got like the program coordinators are on site and they are, the numbers have dropped. So we're down to like maybe around 4 or 5 youth attending a program where traditionally it would be 10 or 12.
Okay.
So yeah, we're trying to make it more in person so that the kids have missed it.
It's a safe space too for so many as well, you know, with the hub there and everything as well. We got to get those doors open hopefully soon, right? Because the need, at least in all the organizations I've talked to, has really scaled up more than we'd like to see it. So the need is definitely there. Serenity Lamp and Rebound. Yeah, 37 years, you said, right?
Wow. Yeah, we started in like the church basement. It was three founders, and it was, and the biggest myth that we have, I think, is that you have to be a bad kid to come to
Rebound. All right, you just read my mind. I was going to say, let's get rid of some of the stigma here where it's like, and that's what it was like when I was younger. It was like, oh, you go to Rebound. Oh, you must be bad. And you got arrested by the cops or something, whatever. You're a druggie or all those things, right? And that's not always, I mean, that does happen. There's recommendations, but that's not typically the case.
Absolutely. And we still, like, we have close partnerships with Sarnia Police, but St. Clair Child and Youth and CMHA and Boys Home. And like, we get our referrals from all over, and particularly during COVID, we would get parents that would call and say, you know what, my kids are struggling. They just need to talk to somebody, or can you recommend? So it's, anybody can reach out. And the hub's doors have reopened. We opened on August the 9th.
Oh, and, okay.
I wasn't there, but I heard from some of the staff, it was like this kind of big welcome home. They had 33 kids there between the ages of 12 and 24.
Oh, wow.
And they had a barbecue, and it was just so nice to see them come back and interact with each other again. So,
yeah. We're getting there. I keep saying, like, you know, yeah, light at the end of the tunnel. It's just been a really long tunnel, right?
Very long.
Can we talk about duplication just real quick here? You know, I think that's something that comes up all the time. And what makes Sarnia Lambton Rebound unique from other youth services in the community?
Well, I'll use Access at Open Minds as a comparison. I know they haven't quite opened their doors yet or still working on it. And they offer more of the clinical side of things. They are, they will be a drop-in. It's the variety of programs, the type of programs that we have, because we have Spectrum, which is LGBTQ. So youth can drop in for that. We have Rebound Rocks, which is a youth rock band.
Yeah.
We've got, as I say, the 10-week programs just to help kids make better choices and expressive arts. And so I guess Rebound's different because of the variety of programs that we have.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
That we kind of meet youth where they are in terms of what are they struggling with. And, you know, we just open our doors to everybody. Diversity and inclusion, everybody is welcome here.
Yeah, awesome. I love that. Well, let's talk about, we're reaching out for help here to kind of keep this project going. The Cinderella Project, which was, it was about 10 years ago it started?
2009.
Okay, yeah.
And Debbie Anderson started it out of the goodness and kindness of her heart. I'm told that she heard that a friend's daughter was not going to be able to attend her prom because she didn't have a dress. So Debbie put out some feelers and made some calls, and she was able to gather some donated dresses, pre-love dresses. And the Cinderella story is what Debbie Anderson called it. And she started the Cinderella story, and she did that for 10 years. God bless her, because it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Doing the dresses, storing them. So when she decided in 2008 to give it up, Rebound stepped forward, and there's an example of.
That's a lot of dresses. That's over 200 dresses right there.
It is. But it's a pretty special day. I was there when we helped. It was back in April of 2019. And there were 118 young girls that came through and picked dresses. But we've still been getting a few donations, obviously not much through COVID, but we've been storing them. But it's become a cost. And that's why we decided to send out the media release. Is the storage unit, they've been kind enough to give us one storage unit, and then we rented a second one. We got some grant money, but the grant money has run out. And so we are looking for hopefully a community partnership that we'd be able to store these dresses in and access them.
Yeah.
Maybe throughout the year. Surprisingly, so we had, when the seniors prom happened in Petrolia, they reached out to us and we were able to loan them some dresses. And the Sarnia Theater, Imperial Theater and Sarnia Little Theater, we helped them with some dresses for costumes as well. So we are getting other requests outside of just the Cinderella Project.
Yeah. Prom's a big deal, right? Like, I mean, I remember when I was in high school a couple of years ago, it really was a big event, and it was like this memory that you were going to create that you could look back upon and have those pictures and the memories and the fun. And it's like the next part of life is coming along. And then years later, COVID showed up. Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
This is an important day.
It is. And not just for prom, graduations too. We've seen youth come through the doors that are looking for a grade 8 graduation dress or maybe high school graduation. So
yeah,
definitely there is a need out there because they're so expensive. David, when you and I were in high school, you know, a few years ago, it was very different. Like I never spent the hundreds of dollars that these young girls are kind of expected to spend. Yeah. So if they can get a pre-loved dress, and you can see from this picture, like there's some beautiful dresses that get donated. And so, yeah, if we can help out, that would be great. And an ideal partnership would be, say, like a church basement where we could set all of these dresses up and then possibly even host the Cinderella Project dress day there so that we're not, because we've had to ask movers to rent or to move them from us when we set this up at Rebound.
Right. Oh, yeah. I suppose that moving them. These are things you don't think of.
It's a lot. So, yeah. So if anybody out there knows of of storage space that would work.
Yeah. So have you, so you're just starting this campaign to reach out that, and yet you're still, you need someone to step forward. And now are you making the phone calls too to people and saying, would you be interested? Or
not yet. When I sent the media release out, we've actually had 4 people just over the weekend and today call to say that 2 people said we could use their basement.
Right.
And then a couple others came from churches where they'd heard about it and they wanted to see, you know, how much square footage we would need, or just, you know, if we were hoping to get it donated would be ideal, because
everybody loves free. Let's be honest.
Exactly. I love free. So.
But there's a lot to it. Like I say, the space, and you want to be able to have people in for the Cinderella Day. And then like insurance, I would think might be an issue too. And I mean, got to have insurance on everything these days, right? So when is the Cinderella project? When is the day? When does that come? Next year?
Yeah, it will be next year. In 2019, it was in April.
Okay.
I want to say the 8th or 9th around there. And then, of course, we didn't do it last year. So we're really hopeful that for 2022, that we can pick a date soon so that people can either start cleaning up their closets to add to the inventory. And we also, I don't think I included this in the media release, but we also accepted some like handbags or jewelry. Things, the little accents to the outfits that people don't necessarily have money for as well. So
limousine rides.
Sure. Yeah. We could even have a contest maybe. Yeah. Anybody that comes in gets their name thrown in for a limo ride. That would be cool.
Yeah. So where is, let's talk a little bit about Debbie. Cause I remember interviewing her years ago about this, and I know this was, very dear to her. This had to be very difficult for her to walk away from.
I would think so, because she put her heart and soul, I think, into it. She helped like over 600 young women get a dress. So, I mean, she's done a lot of good for the community. And yeah, that's a long time, because just finding space for it alone and then getting all the volunteers to help out that day. So. Yeah. It would have been a difficult decision, because I think Debbie had her close knit of people as well that helped out, and they were dedicated. So, you know, thank you to all of those people that were involved. So on the day of when we had it set up here, there's seamstresses. So if there's like some buttons need to be sewn on, or maybe something taken in or let out. So there's women here that help out. And it's kind of neat when they sign up and register, they get personal shoppers. So we had little dressing rooms set up. So it's like going to a little boutique, and it's pretty, with mirrors and drapery, and it's pretty cool.
I honestly remember my daughter's, we used it, you know, and that's, we're working family and everything, but it was still super expensive, right? You know,
These dresses are $400 or $500.
Yeah.
So.
For one night.
Exactly.
It's not the wedding, but it is still important. And I think it's a great project to keep alive. And it was nice for Rebound to be able to take that on. But again, folks, we're reaching out. Rebound's reaching out for anybody who might have great storage space that could be public accessible. I guess it would be the ideal spot. There's got to be some empty retail space around somewhere. I don't know. We'll have to... put her thinking cap on there, because that would be kind of an ideal thing as well.
It would be, and something that's all on one level as well, so that we're not going up and down stairs, and not just for us sitting up, it would be for anybody coming in that has any mobility issues. So there's got to be, we haven't actually got to the point of calling around to see if there's retail space that would either donate it or give us a discounted price, but we might get to that point.
Well, I have faith in this community. I'm sure you'll agree, as many do, that when in time of need, this community just steps up somehow and says, okay, let's get this stuff done and come together. So I would think you'd have a lot of faith in this community to help out Sarnia Lambton Rebound.
I do. We'll figure it out. Absolutely. But I appreciate this platform, David, to at least talk about it.
Yeah. Well, I thank you for coming by and sharing your time here today, Anita. I know you're always busy working on something. So I do thank you for popping by. Is there anything else you want to throw in before I let you get back to your day?
Nope, that's good. I'm all set. Thank you.
All right. Anita, take care. I look forward to seeing you in person soon.
You too. Take care. Bye.
Anita Manili from Sarnia Lambton Rebound. And they're reaching out. The Cinderella Project is looking for storage space. You hear me just say with Anita that, you know, public access would be good. And I'm sure there's a lot of different, you know, things they're looking for. But so if you have access to a building that you own, or maybe you know somebody, or even just an idea, right? We'll post the link information, or just go to Sarnia Lambton Rebound online. You can Google it and send them an email. I'm sure it'll get to Anita, and they'll figure it out. We're pretty faithful in this community. So, and the Sarnia Lambton Rebound, a really important part for the youth in our community. As you heard Anita talking about, it was nice for the youth to get back to the hub in August and start recollecting and have a little barbecue. And there's still that need has really increased over through the pandemic. So I know there'll be many looking forward to getting back to Sarnia Lambton Rebound. All right. So you who are watching, put your thinking caps on. Let's see if we can help out Sarnia Lambton Rebound and get the storage space they need for this. It's a great project and it's really important. So I want to say thanks to all of you. Just one guest today, keeping it short, but next week is definitely going to be a milestone next week. It'll be the 10-year official show. So this is, it'll be episode 523. That's right. And yes, sir, we are having a party. It was kind of a private. Guidelines are still, I don't know, they're still kind of funny. But anyway, we're having a little party on Saturday, and I'm sure we'll have lots of pictures to share with all of you. And I've been doing a lot of thinking over all of this, right? You know, when you hit milestones in life, you kind of look back and da 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 da. So, and you know, when I started the show, it was about impact, right? And so I've been thinking a lot about that. And I've got some stories that I'm going to share with you next week. We're going to have some. It's going to be kind of a, I don't know, should I even take the tie off next week? Should I just be casual? We'll just come and hang out here and have some fun. We're going to carry on next week, but I hope you all are doing well. And this has been, I like how Anita said, thank you for the platform. This has been an important platform for me as well. It's kept me doing, it's been good for me. I'm going to save it for next week. Tease. Danny, I don't know where Danny is. I'm a little disappointed in him. Boy, what's going on there? Somebody go find Danny. I don't know. Don't forget to join the mailing list there, the show live.live. I am grateful for all of you, and I really do appreciate you all stopping by here today. And thanks again to my guest, Anita Manili from Sarnia Lambton Rebound. That's all the time I got for you this week, everybody. Have a great week and an even better weekend. I will see you next time right here on the show. Bye for now.